Forget the bugaboo strollers or the Burberry onesies. The newest way that the nation's poshest moms are keeping up with the Joneses is by having more babies than the Joneses. In certain circles, a big family is now the hottest fashion trend. Even as the nation's overall birth rate is declining, in the world of the wealthy, four has become the new two. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Annette Madden-Klein never imagined this would be her. After she married and had the two kids she'd always wanted, she thought she was done. But when she and her husband moved to Darien, Connecticut, a wealthy suburb outside New York, she started to feel like two wasn't enough.
When everyone you see has got, you know, the baby on the hip, the toddler, it did feel like I was a little short.
Eventually, Klein went for number three. But it wasn't long before she was once again overcome with what she calls that baby lust.
I was bike riding at 6 a.m. with a friend, and she said, I'm pregnant with number four. And I was like, I'm so jealous of you. And sure enough, within the month we're biking again, I'm like, guess what? I'm pregnant with number four, too. Guys, what's going on?
Look around her swim club, and you see gaggles of kids everywhere. Three pack a picnic table here, four in swimsuits huddle with mom over there. As moms Ellen Kirby and Sandy Savage say, baby number four has become the new must-have accessory.
Now it's back in fashion again.
It's not uncommon now to even see people having five kids. I mean, it just keeps going.
In fact, census data shows the number of higher-income families having three or more kids has shot up nearly 30% in the last 10 years.
It's an unprecedented jump and completely counter to 100 years of history.
Demographic analyst Peter Francis says, in the past, it's always been poor and uneducated families who had lots of kids, not the country club crowd.
But what's fascinating is today it's the exact opposite. And in fact, it is possibly the ultimate luxury in America today to have three or more kids.
Indeed, it's a tiny sliver of the population who are unfazed by soaring college tuitions, the high price of housing, plus all the camps, clothes, and costly nannies. So the few who are having a big family are also making a big statement.
You just know that they have to be making serious, serious money. And when I talk to people who, you know, happily rub their belly and say, yeah, it's our fourth, you know that it's a definite status symbol in its weird way.
Jill Kargman, a soon-to-be mother of three from New York's Upper East Side, wrote the book Momzillas. She says it's a certain type of overachieving, successful women who are going from career climbing to what she calls competitive birthing.
It's that Newtonian law of energy where all of that drive doesn't just cease to exist the second you quit your job. It gets channeled into the children. So there's this mentality of, I'm going to stay at home, but I'm going to do it the best, and I'm going to be super mom.
That's a little cynical, and no one would ever admit to it, but I think there's a little bit of that.
Back at the pool, Annette Madden-Klein and her friend Cynthia Gorey, a mother of three, say they definitely feel the pressure.
I think it's because we are compelled to be successful and to be achievers. And if you are an Ivy League graduate who's always balanced all of the things in your life and done it well, you don't decide to be a mom and have one kid. You're going to do it in a big way, full stop, three or four kids.
If nothing else, it gets you a lot more recognition for a notoriously thankless job, says Klein.
Like, you do kind of pat yourself on the back when people compliment you. Oh my gosh, look at all these kids, and they're so well behaved. You know, you're kind of proud of that because I'm not working. This is what I do.
In fact, a lot of women say having a lot of kids makes them more comfortable with their decision to quit work to be a stay-at-home mom. Linda Ramsden worked as an attorney before she had her four children.
I know to some extent I feel more validated saying, you know, I'm a mother of four. You know, of course I'm not working right now. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, look what I have around me. You know, how could I possibly do anything else? This is a full-time job. I just think it's never been.
How can you?
Hey, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
You want to come in? Lucy.
Ramsden's taking her two-year-old Lucy to apply for next year to the Wellesley Nursery School in the Hills in a Tony suburb outside Boston. Because schools give preference to siblings, and there are so many more siblings, it's harder now to get in.
This is a family of four, family of three. Well, she just had her fourth.
So there's a lot, about half have three
right.
or more.
Correct.
The school's director, Virginia Smith, says she thinks moms in communities like this are having more kids because they can, with a lot more help and a lot less stress.
The moms come to school, they're all dressed and looking fabulous, and they still go to the gym, still have time to do whatever they need to do. You know, life is good, and it's fun.
but Smith says she does worry that some moms may be getting too much help.
They're hiring, you know, the consultants to do the potty training, to teach them to ride the two-wheelers, to teach them to tie their shoes. It's like the kid gets head lice, the nitpicker comes and picks the head lice out. I mean, is it okay? I don't know.
I know you want to go to the big boy pool. One more minute, okay?
Back at the swim club, Annette Madden-Klein steers her four-year-old to the playground and leaves the baby with a sitter.
I'll be back later. Bye, sweetie. I'm sorry. I don't want to take you because you're going to get so upset. Okay, bye.
It's one of the downsides of having a big brood, Klein concedes. It takes an impossible amount of time, as well as energy, and of course, money. A five-bedroom house in the suburbs, $1 million something. A family car that seats six or more, about $40,000. Swim, tennis, and piano lessons for four, $15,000 a year. But a noisy, crowded house with four happy, healthy kids and no time to breathe? Priceless. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.